I'm Rick Henson with this news update on KJAN.com. Emergency crews from Atlantic and Marney were called to the scene of a semi-rollover accident on Interstate 80 in Cass County early this morning. According to a dispatch report from the Cass County Communications Center, the semi-hauling batteries rolled over at around 6:40 a.m. on I-80 eastbound at the 50.5-mile marker, about a half mile west of the Marney exit. The Iowa DOT reports the interstate is blocked. Batteries are scattered all over the place and cleanup is underway. Motorists are encouraged to find an alternate route. No injuries were reported. Police in Red Oak say a teenager was arrested Monday afternoon on a charge of simple assault following an incident at the Red Oak High School. 16-year-old Cassidy Lee Cleaver allegedly attacked a school staff member. The girl was taken into custody at around 2:50 p.m. and later released to one of her parents. The State Office of Drug Control Policy and the Partnership for a Drug-Free Iowa.org are holding a listening post in Council Bluffs this afternoon. Partnership President Peter Komendowski says they want to hear from the communities in Iowa about illegal drug activity related to kids.
There have been a lot of issues over the past few years in terms of what the state should do in terms of legislation, drug control policy, and then prevention and education programs to best meet the needs of the various communities. And it's been key for us as the partnership to reach out into the communities because so many of them feel that they don't have a voice in Des Moines. You know, I've heard it referred to as the Mecca, the Golden Triangle, all these other things. And I think that's part of the job.
This will be the second listening post following one held last week in Clinton.
What we found was a strong contingent of educators and treatment professionals that felt that we were not doing an effective job of providing enough resources both to parents and educators as well as children to understand the scope of the problem. Problems that have seen an increase, especially in generational issues with either substance abuse or criminal behavior.
Komendowski says the listening posts are targeted at reaching all those who think they need to do more.
We want people that feel they don't have a voice or especially if they feel that they may be frustrated to come to this forum. We will listen to them. I make a point of it.
There is another forum scheduled for October the 2nd in Waterloo, and Komendowski says he'd like to schedule 12 or 14 more across the state. If you're not able to attend a forum, you can go to drugfreeiowa.org and contact Komendowski with your concerns. The forum today is being held at the Heartland Family Service in Council Bluffs. The Atlantic Police Department reported Monday an accident Saturday evening at 9th and Walnut Streets resulted in $3,500 damage, but no injuries. Officials say Melanie Mullen of Atlantic was traveling north on Walnut Street when she became distracted. When she looked up, her vehicle hit a legally parked car registered to Kenneth Archibald of Atlantic. Mullen was cited for failure to maintain control. And the APD reports 31-year-old Mitchell Mullins of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on a charge of OWI third offense. Mullins was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Cass County Sheriff's Office said Monday a truck driver from Pottawatomie County was injured during a single vehicle accident Friday afternoon. The accident happened around 3 p.m. on Troublesome Creek Road, about a half mile west of Highway 71. A 2006 Freightliner truck pulling a trailer loaded with corn, driven by 48-year-old Roger Fred Hobus of Avoca, was westbound on Troublesome Creek Road when Hobus reportedly drove to the north edge of the gravel road to avoid an oncoming car. As he pulled to the side, the road edge gave way, causing the truck to roll over onto its side into the north ditch. Hobus was taken by private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital, where he was treated for minor injuries and released. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $20,000. Events in the north ditch sustained about $500 damage. The Iowa State Patrol on Monday released more information about a crash which occurred on Interstate 80 last Wednesday here in Cass County. As we reported on KJAN.com, that same evening, one person suffered minor injuries when a pickup truck pulling a camper overturned into the north ditch at around 7:30 p.m. near the Elkhorn exit. A 2002 GMC Yukon driven by 71-year-old David Herman of Sturgis, Michigan, was traveling west on I-80 as he entered a construction zone. The SUV hit the cones which had been set out to guide traffic into the left lane. Patrol says Herman panicked and hit his brakes, causing the travel trailer he was pulling to jackknife. The SUV and trailer continued westbound until both rolled onto their left sides into the ditch at around the 54-mile marker. Herman, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by Atlantic Rescue to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for treatment of his injuries. He was later cited for failure to maintain control. The SUV was totaled in that crash. Two vehicles, including an Iowa State Patrol cruiser, sustained a total of $1,900 damage during an accident Friday afternoon in Elliott. According to a report filed Monday by the State Patrol, at around 4:35 p.m. Friday, Trooper Martin McCready of Council Bluffs had conducted a traffic stop at Main and Minden Streets in Elliott. The vehicle, a 2007 Chrysler Town & Country van, driven by 64-year-old Kenneth Peterson of Elliott, was pulled over for speeding and because Peterson allegedly failed to wear his seatbelt. When Sergeant McCready activated the emergency lights on his 2008 Ford Crown Victoria patrol vehicle, the van stopped in the middle of the intersection facing east. McCready pulled up behind the van, exited his patrol car, and noticed the van was backing up. The van continued to turn left while in reverse and hit the cruiser on the left front bumper before coming to rest. Peterson told authorities he was backing up to a repair shop in the northwest corner of the intersection to have a tire repaired when the accident occurred. There were no injuries reported and no citations issued in association with the accident. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN.com News.